The loss of a former Boys Brigade member has sparked memories of the contribution that organisation's made to generations of boys in Norwich over the decades. In our second feature, Derek James recalls friendships and values forged in the brigade, and his words are read for us by Alan Shirley.
It is an organisation which has played a leading role in the lives of thousands of lads in Norwich and across Norfolk over the years. They were all so proud to be members of the Boys Brigade. Formed in Glasgow in 1883, it was the first voluntarily uniformed youth movement in the world, and it has taught boys a range of skills which has equipped them for their life ahead. Earlier this month, members of the brigade, past and present, gathered to pay their last respects to a man who devoted much of his life to the brigade, Dennis Jennings, who ran the 4th Norwich Company at Sprowston for more than 30 years. "He was a wonderful man and a good friend," said former Lord Mayor of Norwich, Michael Banham. "He and Dennis grew up as members of the 5th Company, based on Ballclose Road in the city. The Boys' Brigade was special. It offered us so much, taught us so much," said Michael, now aged 76. "At one time, there were up to 12 different companies in the city and the suburbs, and the marching bands were a much-loved sight at parades and on special occasions. The boys had every right to be proud of belonging to a company." Michael recalled how his parents went to the Silver Road Baptist Church in Norwich. "Before I became part of the Boys' Brigade, I was a life boy, which was the junior section. When I was 12, I joined the brigade. In those days, there was so much to do. No television, and the brigade offered so much. Every week, there was something going on. Photography classes, first aid, football, band practice, and of course, it was a great place to make a friend," said Michael. "The annual camps, no flying off to Mallorca in those days, were the highlight of the year for the boys, and hundreds would head to Trimmingham and many other parts of Norfolk and the rest of the country. The brigade owned the land at Trimmingham, and we had some wonderful times there. For most of us, it was the only time we left home," said Michael, who went on to serve the people of his beloved city on the council and was proud to have been chosen to be Lord Mayor in 2005-06. "During his year in office, he was proud to welcome members of the 4th Company to City Hall and present them with a cup. It was an honour to be able to do that. I'm so pleased the brigade is still going today," said Michael, who cherishes a collection of medals and badges from his happy days with the Boys' Brigade. "We didn't have much growing up in those days, but a perfect day, apart from being a member of the brigade, was on a Saturday in Norwich. Pictures in the morning, football in the afternoon, and then speedway at night. Wonderful," smiled Michael. "It certainly was."